So he is not here. And the question is really, why does it matter? So Jesus is risen, so what? So if you could just turn to someone near you and ask them, how would you finish the sentence? Like, why does it matter at all? Now, you might have an answer, you might not, and don't worry about it either way. That's kind of my job. But if you could just turn to someone near you and say, how would you finish that sentence? Jesus died, so... Okay, are we good? Have we got some thoughts? Yeah? So if I can kick you off, I'm only going to share four, and they're all quite short. So the first one is, Jesus is risen, so we know it's true. Lots and lots of people have told lies throughout history about who they are, but because Jesus said he would rise, and then he did, and 500 people saw him, we know that it's true. Okay, so that's the first reason that he rose, but here are three more. This is the next one. So death is not the end. And there's a lovely little quote here, but Christ has been raised, the first fruits of those who have died. Now, last week was my son's birthday, and he got lots of presents. But you know, his most unusual present was a pineapple. I know, it's quite out there, isn't it? But this pineapple turned up at our house. And you know what, though? We all knew that that would never have come from a dead tree, bush. Tree, let's say tree, pineapple tree, right? We all knew that the tree, bush, whatever, had to be alive to make a pineapple, right? That's kind of just how stuff works. But Jesus was the first one where he came back from the dead. And the reason why they use this phrase first fruits is it tells you what the rest of the harvest is like. So a few of you are farmers, and the first thing you dig up out the harvest, you're like, oh, this will be a good harvest because this is a good first fruit. The rest of it will be good too. And Jesus, because he came back from the dead, it tells us death will not be the end for us either. Death for the Christian is a comma and not a full stop. And I quite like that sort of idea. It's like a change of location. We're going off to be with Jesus, but it's not the end. And in fact, if you're a Christian, your eternal life started the moment you said yes to Jesus, and it will continue forever. Right, second one is going to require a little bit of help. So if I could have 10 children, and you'll need a box and a pen each. So if you'd like to come and get one, if there's more than 10, you can have one with a friend. And you'll need a pen. And if you like to head and a pen, why don't you go as a two and then one of you could carry the pen? That could be a win. So if you head back and like space yourselves out down the church, here's one. Anyone else? Oh, could someone go and help Holly with that? That would be grand. Oh, I think have we got some more help. Right. Do you want to carry this? Or should we swap and you could go together? Are we almost there? Don't worry if we haven't got 10, it won't break my game. Right, are you ready? David, do you want to be a kid for today? You could be helpful. Go on, if you take a box, who else seems a bit like a grown-up kid around here? Jacob, of course. At least you're not in drag today, though. That always, you know, that's a slightly in-joke. Right, you've got two. What's happened? Who else could help us out? Sandra could. You're going to help us out. Why don't you go on a team with Sandra? There we go. Right. So on your box, if you put it on the floor, you've got a piece of paper, and hopefully some people around the rows could help you. And I'd like you to write on it some of the bad things that we do. Okay, remember their children. Don't tell them anything, you know. Just be careful. But you might want to help them. So if on your white bit of paper, you just write down some of the bad things we do, like it could be war, It could be we get hateful at people. It could be something else. So just take a couple of minutes, jot down some of the things that we do that are not good. See, David's finding this very easy. It's one of those mornings. Yeah, fair enough. Sarcasm. Okay, I have one more minute. Don't worry about spelling or handwriting. Okay, when you're done, if you'd like to bring them back up the front and just form for me a little wall at the front here. Perfect. Thank you very much. Any more? So when you're ready, just bring them back up the front and we're going to make a bit of a wall. Oh, we've got some skills here. Thank you very much.
I didn't get a lot in.
That's all right.
Only probably got
perfect. Excellent. Now, for most of us, we didn't find that difficult, did we? Because there's quite a lot of things we're tempted to do. Oh, brilliant. So we've got not running on the road, being angry, pulling people, telling lots of fibs, bad things, getting angry, hurting other people, having arguments, stealing, not sharing, disliking other people, being selfish, not loving God, littering, global warming. So some other kind of, you know, some big things. Stealing, cheating, being disobedient, and all sorts of things. And in the first half of the Bible, it's got this quote here. Your sins have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. And so it's a bit like all the stuff that we've done here separated us from knowing God. It created this big barrier. And we were trying to work out, well, how do we get through it? We can't get rid of it. Now, I need another couple of people, but maybe someone who's about, can I have someone who's about 12? Maybe even 13. Can we have one? And then there's another one there if you want to come this way. Now, Jesus, when he came, you can come up, that's fine. And if you stand this side, that side, that's all right. Now, Jesus came down, saw all the stuff that separated us, and then wanted to get rid of it. How are we going to get rid of it? Should we give it a big kick? Go on then. Brilliant. There's a couple that are still there. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Nice bit of violence on a Sunday morning. One of my favourite songs has got this bit in it, which I really like. There's no shadow that you, God, won't light up. No mountain you won't climb up coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. No lie you won't tear down coming after me. And so God was so in love with you that he chose to come and die and rise, that you could be free from all the stuff that we do that goes wrong in our lives, all the mistakes that we make. Now, here's the third reason, but it'll take a bit of thinking. So the same word is missing underneath all the blue. Talk to someone near you, see if you know what it might be. It's bigger at the back if you can't see. Right, do we think that we know? Yeah? Ruby, you gave me a nod. What is it? Kingdom, brilliant. Kingdom is the word missing from all of it. So the kingdom of God is near. It's one of the things that Jesus said really early on in the Gospels. My kingdom is not of this world, it's from another place. That's what Jesus said when Pontius Pilate had him on trial. Remember me when you come in your kingdom, said the other thief on the cross. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Jesus says. And the last bit, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to the nations. And so Jesus' death is about kingdom. It was about him saying, I've beaten sickness and I've beaten death and I've beaten all sorts of things. And all of this should tell you, I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now, in a few weeks' time, we're going to celebrate another king, King Charles. And he's quite important. But to be honest, if I wanted to escape King Charles's rule, it's pretty easy. I'm just going to get myself on a plane or on a train, and I'll quite easily get outside of King Charles's kingdom. That's not a big deal. But Jesus is really different because Jesus' kingdom is going to be everywhere for all time. And it's one of the things that he says to Christians, will you start to build my kingdom? Will you start to do good in where you are? Will you start to pray? Will you start to let me change your hearts? And then you can start to change the world as well. So Jesus' death, about four things. Do you remember what they are? So it was about his resurrection shows it's true. We're told that he was the first fruits that show death's not the end. It's just a comma for us. We're told that it breaks the barrier of sin that was keeping us away from God. And it's about his kingdom. Four things. And I just wondered this morning where you're up to in your walk with Jesus. This is a prayer that I prayed when I became a Christian. Jesus, I thank you that you love me enough to die on the cross for me so I could be forgiven and welcomed into your family. Forgive me, Jesus, for the things I've done wrong and said and thought. Thank you that you love me. Help me know you more and seek your kingdom in my life. And in a minute, I'm going to pray this. And if you'd like to pray it for yourself, you're very welcome to. If before today, and even this morning, you would have said, I don't think I am a Christian, that was all of us at some point. Nobody pops out of the womb going, praise the Lord. We all have to come to that understanding at some point. And this might be a moment for you to say, do you know what? I think I'm in. I think that I want to be part of this. That when Jesus died for me and for each person, it was to show that he loved me, and I want to respond to that. So let me just give you a quick minute to pray, whether you would say you're a Christian or not, and then in a minute, we'll pray this together if you'd like to. So let's just take a moment of quiet. So if you'd like to say this with me, you're very welcome. Jesus, I thank you that you love me enough to die on the cross for me so I could be forgiven and welcomed into your family. Forgive me, Jesus, for the things I have done and said and thought which are wrong. Thank you that you love me. Help me know you more and seek your kingdom in my life. Amen. And if you've done that for the first time, do come and find me or Mikey at the end, and we'll help you kind of get going with your journey of faith.